仍然站立，我哋会读今日嘅经文，嚟自马太福音第五章第四节。
Please remain standing. Today's scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 4.
我哋会先用广东话，又用英文一齐读出。
We'll first read this all together, first in Cantonese and then in English.
马太福音第五章第四节，我哋一齐读。哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 4. Let us read this together. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天有郑牧师为我们传讲神的信息，他讲到题目是哀恸的恩赐。
Today, Pastor Jin Chung, title of his message is The Gift of Mourning.
Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
It is my joy to be with you all today, this morning.
我好高兴同你一齐。
I'd like to welcome all of you who are joining us in person and online.
无论你今日喺在座或者喺屋企嘅，我系欢迎你。
As usual, let's take a moment to greet one another by saying, "Blessed are you who mourn."For you shall be comforted.
我要用少时间同我周围同人讲，哀恸的人有福了，因为必得安慰。
Please get up in your seat and walk around and greet one another. Thank you. I'm not sure if the PowerPoint is ready for today. Yes, it is. Thanks to be God.Last week, we stood at the very gate of Kingdom of Heaven as our Lord Jesus taught or began his greatest sermon on the Mount.
上个星期我们讲到这个登山宝训的第一章。
He laid the foundation for us, the bedrock of all blessedness that will follow in the Beatitudes.
我们讲到在这个登山宝训里面那个八福的基础。
And last week we saw that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs the kingdom of heaven.
上个星期讲到话，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And we borrowed from John Calvin's Institutes and said that knowing ourselves would lead to knowing God.
上个星期我系引用到加尔文讲到就话，当我认识自己，真正认识自己嘅时候，将我哋带向基督。
Knowing our sin in light of holiness of God would naturally lead us to His help.
当我哋睇到我自己嘅需要嘅时候，将我哋带到神嘅圣洁嘅前面。
And that's the blessedness that Jesus began with His greatest sermon.
就是耶稣所讲到嘅八福嘅开始。
And today He continues on His radical truth of blessedness.
这个星期我们今天会讲到再继续讲到耶稣怎样重新对这个福的定义。
It was as if this is a necessary logical step after those who are poor in spirit.
是在这个虚心之后的另外一个的福气。
And Jesus taught in the second beatitude, Blessed are those who mourn, for there they shall be comforted.Comforted.
在第二个福里面讲到话，哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
As we receive this truth of His kingdom, please join me in a word of prayer.
我就低头祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we bow in Your presence.
主，我们去珍惜与你的同在。
We pray that Your word may be our only rule this morning.
我们祈祷你的话语就是我们的法则。
And your spirit may be our only teacher to your people.
我们祈祷圣灵作为我们的导师。
And may our supreme concern be your glory.
让我们今天所关注的就是关注你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督名义求。
Amen. There is a quiet yet clear distinctive war that's in our culture.
我在我们今天的世界里面有一个很 一個好靜嘅一個嘅革命喺度。
It's a war on sadness.
有好多時候，我哋點樣去睇呢個嘅憂傷
？You see it everywhere in this city, don't we?
我哋周圍都會見到。
It's in the self-help aisle with books after book, offering 10-step formula to happiness.
我哋睇到喺書局裏面賣好多書，都教人哋點樣樣點樣一步一步嘅可以去快樂。
It's also in the never-ending scroll of social media.
另一方面，你睇下呢個嘅傳媒
，where everyone carefully masquerades their lives to appear as non-stop success.
另一方面，你見到喺傳媒裏邊成日去褒獎嘅係嗰啲人，佢點樣樣去戰勝佢哋嘅困難，然後找到呢個成功同埋快樂。
It's also woven into the fabric of our cities, our New York City's unspoken code.
另一方面，喺紐約市，好多時候我哋都會有一個嘅好似座右銘一樣。
There's no room for sadness.
我哋冇時間去憂傷。
When you find it, bury it, manage it, and move on.
如果你一覺得自己憂傷嘅時候，你要將憂傷埋葬咗佢。
We've all treated sadness or grief as if it's a some kind of glitch in the system of self-accomplishment.
好似憂傷，好似係我哋喺我哋嘅自我嘅裏邊一個嘅一根刺一樣。
And when we are hurting or when we are sad,
當我哋受傷嘅時候
，this world would often throw at us a shallow comfort.That goes, look on the brighter side.
咁呢個世界會叫我哋話俾你睇下好多方面。
Or something like everything happens for a reason.
咩嘢發生都有佢嘅原因。
But as you've experienced this already, we often feel like dismissal from our grief than help.
咁我哋覺得呢一切嘅嘢都冇乜幫助。
Unfortunately, with all its advancements,Our culture does not know what to do with real pain that we go through.
而我哋今日嘅文化，縱然我哋有先進嘅科技，都唔知道點樣樣去解決呢個好深嘅一個嘅傷痕。
Against this culture, Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, does not condemn our grief or sadness or mourning, but he commends us to consecrate it.
但另一方面，耶穌基督佢冇去責備呢個有憂傷苦痛嘅人，相反嚟講，佢將呢樣嘢轉為變為呢個聖潔。
Jesus doesn't say, "Blessed are those who achieve happiness."
耶穌基督從來都冇講過成功嘅人、快樂嘅人有福了。
Jesus did not begin his beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, by saying, "Blessed are those who master their grief."
耶穌基督亦都冇講過話嗰啲能夠去戰勝你自己好反面嘅情緒嘅人有福了。
But he says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted."
相反嚟講，佢話哀痛的人有福了，因為他們必得安慰。
In our day and in age, this second beatitude is not just countercultural, but it's radically.Anti-cultural today.
耶穌咁樣講，唔單止好似同呢個潮流係相悖直情係一個反潮流。
So if being poor in spirit means to honestly confess our spiritual bankruptcy,
當我哋話虛心嘅人有福嘅時候，虛心嘅意思，因為去承認我哋自己內心嘅空虛。
Then to mourn is the deep sorrow.That follows naturally.
而哀痛的意思话系我哋真系去睇下究竟我哋嘅哀伤喺边一度。
In other words, mourning is a proper emotional response to spiritual bankruptcy.
所以其实呢个当喺属灵上边系当人去失败嘅时候，觉得哀伤系好正常嘅。
And in that moment, Jesus doesn't offer an escape route.
咁耶穌基督俾到我哋一個嘅出路
，but he offers a way to go right through it。
佢亦都俾我有一個方法去點樣樣去勝過呢一切。
So the heart of the message today in the second beatitude is this。
所以今日嘅讲道嘅重心喺呢一度。
A true, comfortable, unshakable peace from God is not found by avoiding sorrow.
意思即系话我哋要去离开呢一个嘅一切嘅时候，唔系要去避免呢个忧伤。
But by embracing godly mourning over sin and brokenness.
而另一方面就话是一个属灵的哀伤，要去战胜这个罪，战胜这个的失败。
So if you are a child of God,
如果你是神的儿女的时候，
if you are united in Christ,
如果你是被基督联合的时候，
I want to encourage you to embrace your sadness and don't resist it.
我想你去今日去真的去拥抱这个的忧伤。
Because Jesus says,
因为耶稣说过,
that is the blessedness that you need to receive comfort of heavenly kingdom.
是从这个天国里面得到安慰。
And we'll look at this in three parts.
我们会看三方面。
First, the mourning Jesus blesses.
第一，我会看耶稣祝福的是怎样的哀伤。
Second, mourning Jesus provides.
另一方面就是耶稣所给的哀伤。
And third, lastly, comfort God promises.
另一方面就是耶稣所答应的这个的安慰。
First, the mourning Jesus blesses.
第一，耶稣祝福的哀伤。
Jesus blesses our mourning.
耶稣去祝福我们的哀伤。
Even more than that, he says it is blessed to mourn.
他说个哀恸的人有福了。
This is not me speaking.
不单只是这么说。
This is Jesus speaking.
是耶稣说的。
But to understand, and to start off understanding the mourning Jesus blesses, we must understand, what blessedness is not.
咁究竟咩叫做唔系福咧？福唔系啲咩嘢咧
？And this mourn, to mourn in Greek here, is pantheontes.
What?
Pantheontes. The Greek word to mourn is pantheontes.
咁呢个系呢个哀恸嘅希腊原文。
Now this is not just a emotional mourning that you have when you lost your beloved one.
唔单止系话，当你失去一个爱嘅人嘅时候，你嘅哀伤。
This is one of the strongest words to grief in Greek language。
亦都喺希腊嘅文字里边，哀伤嘅最凄凉嘅一个字眼。
It signifies the deeper level of your emotion, where everything is consumed by that grief。
而你话你一切嘅嘢都因为呢件事吓，你哀伤去到极点。
And Jesus is saying that all-consuming grief is a blessing in kingdom of God.
而在神的国里面，这一切会变成一个福气。
But Jesus isn't saying that every kind of sorrow, every kind of pantheontes is a blessing.
他不是说每一样的哀伤都是一个福气。
As we can read in Apostle Paul's letter in 2 Corinthians 7:10,the Bible makes clear distinction of two kinds of grief.
咁喺呢个嘅哥林多后书第二章第七节里边，去讲到有两种嘅哀伤。
And these two kinds of grief we know by looking at how we manage or respond our brokenness.
咁让我去睇到我点样样去面对我哋嘅破碎。
And only one of them leads to life.
有一个会将我带去呢个生命。
2 Corinthians 7:10 says, For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regrets, whereas worldly grief produces death.
在哥林多后书第七章第十节，他说，因为依着神的意思，忧愁就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救，但世俗的忧愁是要叫人死。
So there is godly grief.
所以有一样嘢叫做属灵嘅哀伤。
Have you thought about that before?
有冇谂过呢一个字眼呢
？Unlike grief that we mourn over physical matters or experiences that we had，
无论系一啲系实际上面嘅嘢嘅失去，导致我哋嘅哀伤。
There is a grief that God uses to bless us。
佢話神係會用呢一個嘅哀傷變成一個嘅福氣。
And that's a sorrow or grief that leads us to repentance.
而呢個嘅哀傷會令我哋生出呢個後悔嘅懊悔出嚟。
And yet there's also another kind of grief called worldly grief.
但另一方面係啲叫世俗嘅憂愁。
Now this grief may show our sorrow or grief to look like genuine one.
这个世俗的忧愁好像看来好像很真。
But ultimately, worldly grief only leads us into spiritual death.
最后只会令到我们属灵的死亡。
The key difference is repentance and where are you facing when you're grieving?
最大的不同就是说有没有生出这个懊悔出来呢
Now this worldly grief also has two sides
这个世俗的忧愁也有两方面
On the one side we have a pride that is disguised in grief or without grief in that matter
第一件事就是讲到跟这个骄傲有关
This was the way of the Pharisees.
就是这个法利赛人的骄傲。
Now, they didn't mourn their sin because their self-righteousness blinded their way of understanding sin.
他们不是为到他们的罪而哀伤，因为他们很自义。
These are the people like the Pharisees in Luke 18, verse 11.
正如在这个的路加福音的十八章这样讲。
When Pharisees pray to God, he prayed like this, God, I thank you that I am not like other men.
他的十一节他说我法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说神啊我感谢你我不像别人
Such a prideful person.
看到一个很骄傲的一个人
God, I thank you because I'm not like them.
他说我不是好像其他人一样
This is a pride without mourning or grief.
这个就是说没这个的哀伤的一个的骄傲。
That is blinded by our achievements.
因为我们的成就令到我们去盲目。
It's an elevating mechanism of one's pride that shun everything other than themselves.
所以他个人的骄傲胜过他的其他的东西。
The same mindset is still vivid in our day.
另一方面在我们今天的世界里面依然都发生。
We often see them in a self-achieving, self-made person who sees no need for repentance at all.
仍然在我们今天的社会里面很多人他很成功他是白手兴家他觉得他不需要去悔改。
You would ask them, how can I pray for you? They said, everything's all right for me.
如果你问他我有什么为你祈祷他说不用了我样样都搞定。
Everything seems to be going okay.
样样都很好。
Because that person is blinded by their own achievement that the holiness of God and their sinful natures are not in their sight.
因为他一切被他的自己的罪性所蒙蔽了。
With a polished life and, you know, a somewhat good with successful career,
咁佢觉得我一切嘅嘢好好啊，我嘅事业好成功。
Or even with good serving others at church, or even not lying, or even having a religious habits,
我好好噶我服侍其他人我又有冇做错啲咩嘢
？Why would I mourn?
为什么我需要哀伤呢
When things seem better than the most of the people that I know.
我做得比很多我周围的人好。
That's a confidence built on sand.
这个就是在这个沙土所堆积成的一个的信心。
And that's actually very dangerous in spirituality. But when they have failed something in their life, maybe their marriage,their career or their relationship with others.
咁但当佢哋喺生活上面对有失败嘅时候
，because nobody is perfect，
冇人系完美嘅
，and everybody experiences some sort of unsuccessful stages of their life.
每個人喺人生都有面對一啲困難、失敗嘅時刻。
They are prone and they are exposed to the worldly grief that produces death.
咁因為呢一切嘅時候，佢哋會有呢個世界嘅哀傷。
They may be grieving over some of the unsuccessful year that they experienced. But they're not mourning because of their sin against God. They're mourning because their image is now broken within their friendship circles or circles of their friend or their people.
可能係因為喺佢自己嘅人際嘅網絡佢個形象係受到影響。
They're mourning because their success has been shaken and it's not the way they want it to be.
亦都唔係佢想預期咁成功。
And we can say that they are sorrowful because they lost control of their life.
佢哋因為唔再控制到佢嘅生活嘅時候，佢哋會覺得憂愁。
They're not grieving or mourning because they offended.Holy God that he, who, whom he loves. That's a grief or a pride without mourning. And that's the first part of the worldly grief. And the second part of worldly grief is that we have this grief, yet there's no hope.
另一方面，这个世界忧愁就话佢哋喺忧伤之中，佢哋冇呢个盼望。
They know they are sinners.
佢知道自己系一个罪人。
They felt the real weight of their guilt, but not the grace of God, the weight of grace of God.
佢感受到佢罪嘅沉重，但系佢睇唔到神嘅恩典。
They cry and they mourn and they grieve, but their mourning does not lead them to the presence of God.
他们可能又喊又叫，但是他们这一切不会令到他们翻返到神的前面。
But only deeper into themselves.
而更加的自我。
Into a pit of anxiety or even cynicism.
然后他会更加的惶恐，也都更加的不安。
These are not ancient problems. We experience it every day.
唔係古老以前嘅問題，我哋今日同樣經歷呢一切嘅嘢。
But these two worldly griefs have a common denominator.
呢兩種唔同嘅世俗嘅憂愁都有一個共同點。
Both pride and despair are rooted in ourself.
都係因為太過嘅自我。
And both cut off from the one kind of mourning that Jesus calls blessing.
而因為呢個自我嘅緣故，令到我哋係離開咗神嘅祝福。
So what is this blessing that Jesus is talking about over mourning?
咁叫做屬靈嘅憂傷咧。
Now he's not praising pessimism.
佢唔係讚揚啲人去好成日覺得好失敗，好負面。
Nor he's not recommending us to keep on going with our gloomy personality.
亦都唔係去讚揚嗰啲好多時好憂鬱嘅人。
But rather he's proclaiming that a real spiritual blessedness comes upon those who see reality as God sees it.
而佢讚揚嘅係嗰啲人，佢哋係同耶穌基督一樣睇到一個屬靈嘅真實嘅情況，而因為咁去得福。
And after seeing the reality as God sees it, these blessed people respond with holy sorrow.
而佢唔单止好似神咁睇到咗呢个属灵真实嘅情况，佢亦都对呢一件事情有一个回应。
It's almost like a prerequisite for us to receive God's comfort of His kingdom.
好似系我要如果要得到神嘅祝福，我系一个先决嘅条件。
That we agree with God.
我要同神一样。
About the seriousness of sin.
我睇到罪嘅罪性。
And the brokenness of this world.
亦都睇到呢个世界嘅破碎。
And Bible lays this out in three different ways.
佢话圣经里边讲到三样嘅嘢。
Number one, we are to mourn over the sorrows of this fallen world.
第一，我哋为咗呢个堕落嘅世界而去哀伤。
And the old Reverend James Montgomery Boyce called it the tears of mercy.
Jim Boy, 他叫这件事，他叫做是一个 一个嘅流泪，吓为一个为同情人嘅一个嘅流泪。
This is a Christ-like compassion for a world under sin's curse.
佢话系好似耶稣基督对呢个世系被呢睇到呢个世界被呢个世界嘅咒诅嘅时候，对呢个世界嘅一个嘅怜悯。
As we can see in Lamentation,
我哋睇到呢个耶利米哀歌。
Jeremiah is weeping over Jerusalem's sin against God.
他为到耶路撒冷而去哀伤，因为耶路撒冷得罪神。
Yet this prophet does not end there with tears on his knees, but he brings it to God.
他不是只是说在坐在那里流泪，而是将这些眼泪带到神的面前，也都走到神的面前。
Most of us do not grieve over what's happening in our world.
很多时候不会为了这个世界发生的事而去哀伤。
We often don't even mourn over our sins.
我们都可能不为了自己的罪而去哀伤。
But let me give you an example.Picture yourself, you're walking home or walking to your subway.
你想象一下你行回家。
And you see a man laying on the ground, shielding himself with cardboard boxes to stay warm.
你想象一下你行回家的时候，有一个人在这个路旁，他用这个那些纸皮去包住自己。
You see a lot of people just passing by him.
很多人经过他的旁边。
Nobody's looking at him or notices him.
没人望他，没人理他。
Everyone in the city somehow learned to protect themselves from the pain around us.
很多时候我们看到我们今天的人很懂得怎样保护自己。
They would only feel a glimpse of pity before they move on to their next lunch appointment or next meeting or home.
可能你見到一個人好慘，你覺得哎呀咁陰功嘅，跟住你就行咗去。
But one day you stop，
你停低
，and you begin to really see him。
你真係望到你望見呢一個嘅人。
You see his cardboard boxes。
你見到佢用紙皮所建造嗰間嘅屋。
You see his food on the side of his bed。
你睇到佢喺嗰啲嘅殘留嘅食物。
You see all this ruggedSocks and clothes that he's wearing.
你睇到佢嘅衣衫嘅褴褛。
And you begin to see his suffering.
你睇到佢嘅痛苦。
In that moment,
喺嗰刻里边
，before your judgmental mentality kicks in.
喺你去判断佢嘅时候
，something breaks inside of you by the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵嘅缘故喺你内心好似突然间去
It's not sympathy.
唔係一個同情。
It's not judging.
亦都唔係去審判呢一個嘅人。
But it's the heart that Christ has for His people.
而係同樣有住基督對住人嘅心腸。
That is being stirred up by the work of the Holy Spirit.
因為聖靈嘅緣故，令到你有咁嘅感受。
It's a grief for the world, the corrupted world that God once called it is very good.
而是神想在我们见到这个世界痛苦的时候所有那种的哀伤。
You begin to see the things around you in the lenses of God.
你好像带着神的眼睛、神的眼目去看这个世界。
And you begin to see the realities through Him who sees the reality.
你好像透过神去重新去望这个世界。
And that's the mourning Jesus blesses.
这个就是神所讲的哀伤、哀恸。
It's a sorrow in our hearts that says no to be numbing up.
而是这件事令到今天是一个的哀伤是不会被这个世界所去麻醉了的。
But it is a holy grief that shares God's heart.
是与神一样有着一样的心肠。
Secondly, we are to mourn over evil in this world.
另一方面，我为了这个世界的邪恶而去哀伤。
Now, this is not just because of the effects of sin, which is sorrow and pain, but sin itself.
我们讲到的是罪的影响。
Biblically speaking, a Christian cannot be content in this world that rebels against God.
我哋今日住喺呢个世代，我哋唔应该咁容易满足。
Like the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 136 says,
正如呢个诗篇119篇第136节，佢咁讲。
My eyes shed streams of tears because people do not keep your law.
我的眼泪下流成河，因为他不守你的律法。
It's the sorrow that we feel the deepest part of our hearts when we see injustice, rebellion, or sin against God we love.
当我们看到这个世界的人，他们不听神的说话，他们反叛，他们造成不公义的时候，我们有的哀伤。
And church is called to pray for them as an intercessor.
而教会是应该去被召去为到他们去祈祷。
A church called to shine the light of Christ into that part of this world.
也都是在这一方面，教会应该好像这个的灯塔一样，将这个光辉照耀出来。
Because we now know something they didn't know before.
因为我们今天知道一些那些人依然未知道的事。
That the sins of this culture is an offense to our God.
我们看到我们今天的文化，我们今天的人的罪，罪恶文化里面的罪是得罪了我们的神。
An only way to restore them is by and through Jesus Christ.
而唯一的方法就是将耶稣基督介绍给他们。
But thirdly, the most important mourning that Jesus is teaching us this morning is the mourning for our own sins.
而最重要的是为到我自己个人的罪而去哀伤。
And this is the heart of the second beatitude.
又是这个的第二个福所最重要讲的地方。
It directly flows from the first.
是由这个第一个的福里面带出来。
What do I mean by that?
我意思是
It is one thing to acknowledge our spiritual poverty.
第一，我们要去承认我们在属灵上面的贫乏。
That we are nothing before the presence of God as a naked sinner, as Job confessed.
我们在神的面前，我们是赤果果，我们是有罪空虚的。
It is a confession of faith that we ourselves have fallen short of His glory.
唯有当我们去神的面前懊悔，我们看到我们需要祂。
And that we are poor in a sense we need Jesus every hour.
虚心的意思就是说我们每时每刻我们都需要神。
But it is another to grieve and mourn over that spiritual poverty or your sin.
咁而另一方面，我要为到呢一切嘅嘢，我哋而去哀伤。
So the mourning here is the mourning that sees our own pride.
我哋去睇到我哋嘅骄傲。
To scrutinize our own selfishness.
我为到我哋自私而去哀伤。
And to analyze and bring our lust with a genuine sorrow before God.
我们看到我们自己的欲望，而将因为这样的缘故，将一个真正的哀伤带到给神的面前。
Rather than pointing fingers at other people,
与其去责怪其他人。
Rather than saying, you are the problem, not me.
与其对人家说是你造成的问题。
It is the mourning that we see by the juxtaposition of the tax collector and the Pharisees in Luke 18.
而不是好像路加福音里面所讲的那个法利赛人或者是那个税吏这样。
Luke 18 verse 13. God, this is tax collector praying, forgive me or be merciful to me, a sinner.
在路加福音18章13节那个税吏他这样说，他说神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
Now we can see the clear distinction between a Pharisee and a tax collector.
我睇到呢个法利赛人同呢个税吏佢嘅唔同。
And Jesus is saying the tax collector is more blessed.
咁耶稣话呢个税吏比个法利赛人系更加嘅有福气。
Because he sees the problem dwells within him.
因为佢睇到佢自己内里嘅问题。
Before he can talk about the problems of the world or other people or sins in this world,
之前佢即系话呢个世界嘅问题，讲到其他人嘅错。
the weight of guiltiness in his sin and the holiness and his grace is upon this sinner.
而呢一切嘅世界上面嘅罪呢啲嘅问题嘅时候
，that there's nothing but to say with his filthy mouth, "Be merciful to me, O God."
而喺呢个咁污秽嘅嘴里边讲到话求神佢嘅怜悯。
It is to say that the problem or sin is not just out there in this world, but it is also deeply ruling in my heart and changing the way I live.
即是说他去承认这个世界的问题不单是外界的问题我自己也都是有份。
And it is to cry out in the name of Jesus, Lord, I am a sinner, help me.
而去向神去呼喊求神去帮助。
Because you love your God more than yourself.
因为你爱你的神多过你爱你自己。
Because you have received the spiritual benefits that comes within being united to Christ.
令到你可以与神去联合埋一起。
You now have a greater purpose in your life.
所以你可以今日过一个真正的一个生活。
You have the freedom from sin and its dominion.
你去有这个的自由。
And you now really see in your heart the sin that rebels against God, and you are so grieving because of it.
而你今日睇到咗你内心嘅罪喺边一度
？That's the mourning God blesses.
呢个就系神所祝福嘅哀伤。
And that's the humility He says you will be comforted.
当你有咁嘅虚心嘅时候，你就会有呢个安慰。
But how do we do that, Jen?
咁我哋点做咧
？I know that there is the mingling of sins inside of me, but I can't control it.
好似呢一切系我自己控制唔到。
I know by my head, and in my head, I know that there is a differences between tax collector and Pharisees. But how do I live it out?
我睇到呢个法利赛人同呢个税吏嘅唔同，但我可以点样做咧
？And to some of you.
对于你在座一啲嘅人
，You already have seen or taken an action to look inside of your sin deeply.
你可能已经做咗第一步去点样睇到你内心嘅罪
，And you realize how deep it is.
你睇到佢有几深
？That you're almost utterly destroyed by that sin.
你亦都睇到自己点样几乎被呢个嘅罪去摧毁
，And your question becomes.
你个问题
，I don't want to deal with it.
我唔想去面对佢。
Every time I think about it,
我每次谂起佢嘅时候
，I am tearing. I am more broken.
每次谂起佢嘅时候，觉得自己更加嘅破碎。
So how can we truly identify sin as sin?
我点去睇到罪作为一个罪咧
？Without being destroyed by it.
去唔俾呢个罪去破坏咧
？Now some of you may relate to this, and some of you may not.
有啲人可能会明白，有啲人会唔明白。
But the answers for both of you are the same.
个答案都一样。
It's Jesus Christ.
系耶稣基督。
And the mourning that He provides.
系耶稣基督所俾我哋嘅答案。
As Isaiah calls him, the man of sorrows.
以赛亚话耶稣系一个哀伤的一个的人。
Now, when he saw the sins of this world and each of our sins, he did not just stand away from it and let it manage on its own.
他不是说由得这个世界的罪由得他。
He had to come to rescue.
他说他来到去拯救这个世界。
But more than that,
更加的是
he wept over Jerusalem.
他去为去为到呢个耶路撒冷而哀哭。
He grieved and wept when Lazarus was dead.
当呢个拉撒路死嘅时候，佢为到佢哀哭。
But the ultimate sorrow and the highest point of his grief was when he was crucified on that cross.
咁但系最重要嘅就系佢背负咗我哋嘅罪。
And he received the wrath of God for our sin.
他为我们受了这个惩罚被神击打苦待
On that cross he took our sorrows all of it
在这个十字架上面他背起我们的罪
He took our penalty of our pride and despair
他 去攞走咗我哋嘅惩罚。
And he credits them onto his own account on that cross.
而一切归喺佢嘅名下。
And he did it to save us.
佢咁样做去拯救我哋。
Now, this means Jesus bore our sins on that cross.
即系话耶稣基督喺十字架上去承受咗我哋嘅罪。
Because he knows our pain.
他知道我们的一切。
And he knows our sin.
他知道我们的罪。
And he knows our grieving.
他知道我们的痛苦。
We can now face our own sin and grieving and sadness with honesty without being destroyed by it.
因为他的缘故，今天我们可以去诚实面对我们的罪。
Because God, who is the judge, who is the ultimate creator of everything that we see, says, You are forgiven.
因为一切已经被神所宽恕。
We're free to grieve now.
我可以今天为到我的失败而去哀伤。
Because whether it may be a worldly one or whether it may be a godly one,
无论我今日系一个世界哀伤，或者一个属灵嘅哀伤。
But knowing that our sins are already paid full by His blood, we can look at it and bring it to God without fear.
当我今日知道神已经背负咗我罪嘅时候，我哋系可以嚟到佢面前。
But not only that, we can take one step further.
我更加可以做嘅系。
That Christ's perfect obedience and righteousness is now upon us.
耶稣基督他完全的公义今天在我们的膊头的上面。
His perfection has been now credited on us.
他所做的一切今天是归在我们的名下。
And those who know this great exchange.
我们看到这个的交换是多重要。
Finally come to realize God's love.Is greater than our brokenness.
我哋睇到神嘅爱比我哋嘅破碎系更加大。
Are you in your brokenness today?
今日我哋喺咩我哋破碎之中咧
？Will you be facing brokenness in your future?
我哋会唔会能够将来面对我哋嘅破碎咧
？The answer is Christ.
我答案就话耶稣基督。
You have to bring it to the cross.
我要带去呢个十字架前面。
Because His love is greater than your problem.
因为祂是比我们的问题更加的大。
In other words, Jesus' mourning on that cross now transforms our mourning.
而祂将我们的哀伤去改变过来。
And now we can honestly confess and identify the sins of this world, the sins of our own that often destroys us.
我哋亦都睇到我哋嘅罪，好多时候去会影响到我哋。
For that reason, God now looks at you.
所以当神今日望我哋嘅时候
，not through the lenses of your sins，
唔系系透过我哋嘅罪嘅眼光
，but through the lenses of the perfect righteous Son Jesus Christ，
而系透过耶稣基督佢完全嘅嘅谦卑，佢完全嘅服从
去睇我哋。This is the very foundation that makes our mourning or transforms our imperfect mourning acceptable to God.
就令到呢一切被父神所接纳。
Now, because of our mourning is rooted in the finished work of Christ.
因为一切系基于基督嘅时候
，we now can.Boldly approach the throne of grace and receive the comfort Jesus promises.
咁好使我哋今日嚟到神嘅施恩座宝座嘅面前。
For they shall be comforted.
因为佢哋系会得安慰。
Now nothing of this world can offer this kind of comfort.
咁呢个世界唔俾到我任何嘅安慰。
Because the comfort here is not something that was created, but it is the third person of the Trinity, the Paraclete.
因为这个安慰不是这个世界所给到不是受造所给到而是这个的三位一体的第三位圣灵给我们的。
The Paraclete means comforter and comforter means the Holy Spirit who comes alongside of us.
圣灵的意思它是一个的保卫师它来到我们旁边保守我们。
It's the promise that Jesus made right before he ascended onto heaven to stand and wait until you receive this comforter.
他离开了耶稣基督离开了之后将圣灵去给我们。
And this comforter, the Holy Spirit, empowers us, enables us to mourn in a proper manner. But it also softens our heart against our sin.
Softens
our hearts. It helps us to see sin as God sees it. And it is this paraclete, the comforter, who applies the comfort of heaven upon our lives. And he does so in three distinctive ways. The Holy Spirit comforts us by delivering us from the penalty of sin. This is the joy and comfort of justification. Second, he comforts us by delivering us from the dominion of sins. And this is ongoing sanctification, to be more like Christ in the midst of the sinful world. It is the power of the Holy Spirit in us to finally say no to sin and yes to righteousness. Imagine, before Christ, sin was your landlord. It owned you. It had keys to your doors and your hearts and your minds. And you were its tenant. You had to follow the regulations that set by this landlord, paying the rent on time and so forth. But when you come to know Jesus, God with his blood purchased that building. And he didn't just purchase the entire building, he forgave your past dues and rents that you didn't pay. But more than that, he cleaned up the whole place and whole building so that the old landlord would not come and continue to shout lies at you. But this sin, or the landlord of your previous landlord, would continue to come and bother you, maybe throwing rocks at your windows and stuff. And you get to the point where it's super annoying. But the Holy Spirit is now dwelling as your roommate. And he continues to remind what the landlord said to you, or what the comfort that he can give you. And he reminds you that the sin or your previous landlord no longer has keys to your door. He no longer can convince you to sin again. So through the Spirit, you're saying no when they knocked on your door.
And
that's where we are. We are no longer in the dominion of sins, but we still experience the remnants of sin. But thirdly, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, comforts us by delivering us from the very presence of sin. This is the eschatological future glory that awaits for us. We grieve now. But we don't grieve as those who has no hope. Because in Revelation 21 it says, one day Christ will return. And
he will,
He will wipe away all our tears.
话我将我哋眼泪抹干。
And there shall be death no more.
话唔再有死亡。
Nor mourning, nor crying, nor pain, there will be no more.
话不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛。
That is our hope in our future.
就系我哋喺将来有嘅盼望。
And yet that hope is well and alive and active in our life today.
我需要呢个盼望今日喺我哋嘅内心里边。
So we don't have to pretend anymore.
我唔再要去假装。
We have this assurance of heaven.
因为我已喺天国里边有呢个确据。
And we have those who have received this assurance of heaven next to you.
我有一个嘅确据喺我嘅旁边。
In this community of believers initiated by Christ Himself.
因为耶稣基督嘅缘故，我哋有呢一切。
So we can mourn as who we are together.
所以今日可以按住我哋真身嘅本性去哀哭。
We are around with the most hopeful people on the planet Earth.
因为我哋同呢个世界上面最有盼望嘅人一齐。
Because we know that our mourning and our sins and our grievings are in the hands of God who comforts and rescues.
因为一切已在神的手里面。
But this is not the world.
这个不是这个世界可能够给我们的。
Nor the offerings that they can give.
这个世界不能够将这些东西给我们。
Why? Because ultimately they don't have an answer to it.
因为他们没有这个答案。
Jesus, however,
耶稣基督
tells us the path to comfort of kingdom is directly through the valley of discomfort.
他说你可以去走入这个的安慰的里面。
We are comforted by Christ's perfect mourning.
因为耶稣基督完全的哀伤令到我们有好处。
We can perfectly mourn because of his mourning when he mourned without sin.
因为耶稣基督是一个无罪的去为了一事哀伤，亦都令到我哀伤变成完美。
Even though we realize that our grief or our sorrow are often mixed with pride and fear.
好多时候我哋嘅哀伤可能都会系唔完美，有其他嘅眼泪喺里边。
It may not always lead us to repentance.
亦都可能我哋哀伤唔能够令每一次叫我哋懊悔。
We can come to Jesus.
我们可以来到耶稣基督的面前。
We can mourn,
我们可以
rightly, to receive his comfort.
我们可以去哀伤而能够得到安慰。
So, what kind of mourning marks your life this morning?
今天你今晨里面你的哀伤是怎样的哀伤呢？
Are you like the Pharisee building on the shaky ground?
你是不是像这个法利赛人一样建筑在一个的不稳定的沙土上面呢？
Are you like the Pharisees refusing to identify the sin but judging those who live a righteous life?
去审判其他人，亦都另一方面唔肯承认你需要呢个救主。
Or are you like the tax collector?
或者你系好似呢个税吏。
You are in your uttermost humility.
你在这个的自卑的里面。
But responding to Jesus by saying, I am a sinner.
去对主去承认我是一个罪人呢？
Now through the second beatitude, Jesus is inviting us to be comforted through our mourning.
所以透过第二个福去提醒我们神邀请我们是在这个哀恸里面，因为我们会得安慰。
To be able to see your sin,
看到我们的罪，
which has been paid for by the blood,
我们的罪已经是被偿还。
To grieve for this broken world,
去为到这个破碎的世界去哀伤。
Where he will come, return and make it perfect again.
他会再来，令这个世界是完美。
So don't be afraid to look at your own sin and sorrow, or even grief.
所以不要去怕看你今天你的罪、你的困难、你的伤痛。
Instead, see it through your right through in the middle with your eyes wide open.
我相反，我真的很清楚去看这一切的东
西。It's like you're looking at the sun.
好像你望见这个太阳一样。
You can't see it directly with your eyes, can't you?
我们不可以去 正眼去望住呢個太陽,
but now put on sunglasses called Jesus Christ.
你好似戴住耶穌所俾你嘅太陽眼鏡,
see it,
去望,
know it,
去知道,
and bring it at the feet of Christ.
去嚟到主嘅腳嘅前面,
your pride, your shame, your numbness,
你嘅驕傲, 你嘅麻木, 帶去神嘅面前,
there you find Christ with open arms.
你会看到神会张开手臂去欢迎你,
the men of sorrows who went through the greater sorrow than ever one can go through.
那个为你哀伤的主在等待你,
and he will give you heavenly comfort.
他会给你天国的一个安慰,
for he says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Let us pray.
他说,
our Father, we thank you that you are not distant God.
我们感谢主,
but you are with us as a comforter who meets us in our mourning.
你在我们的哀伤里面,
we confess our pride and our despair.
我们今天去求你饶恕我们的骄傲,
and forgive us from running away from the very mourning or your presence that you called blessed.
也求你去宽恕我们离弃耶稣基督。
Jesus, we thank you, the man of sorrow, for bearing our griefs on the cross.
我们感谢神你在十字架上背起我们的罪。
Thank you that you carried our cross to death.
也感谢你为我们背起十字架。
And by your wounds we are healed.
因为你的缘故我们得医治。
And we pray the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Comforter, to apply this truth on our daily life. For those of us who are mourning this morning over sin, grant us assurance of salvation once again and remind them of the work and person of Christ. And remind us, not because of what we do, but because of what Christ has done, we are fully accepted. Until you return, continue to expand and advance your kingdom through church. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.